Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, April 9th, 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello!
Are you recovered, Gordon?
I am. I am recovered. A good weekend of picks seen me through, so that was good.
Gordon missed last week's show after contracting the coronavirus. Who knows? Do you know what variant it was?
No, I just felt like I had a very cruel hangover for 3 days, but without the fear part of it attached.
That's quite nice. Yeah, without the fear part.
The fear part is probably the worst bits, but it's just like when you go to stand up and you're like, I've had 12 pounds. No, I've not. It's a very odd set of sensations. But yeah, it was carried through.
Good. And we're very glad to have you back. And we're also very glad to have back last week's guest, Dave Greenfield. How are you doing, Dave?
How bad, guys, how are you?
Yeah, very well. We had a good week last week, Dave.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, was it?
I think it's fair to say over the course, it was a pretty good week last week. So let's dive into how last week went. I started it off in Japan. The J-League season's really getting into the swing of things now, and I am absolutely loving it. I took the Kashima Antlers for a home win against Shimizu S-Pulse. Nice banker odds of better than 1-2, odds of 6-11. Bit of a crazy game, actually. The Antlers were sent down to 10 men around the hour mark when the score was still 0-0. They went a goal down, and the 10-man Kashima Antlers battled back to win 2-1 in stoppage time and send my banker in. Not the way I thought I would get the banker in, but it's another win. It's another win for the Antlers and another banker in. So a good start to the week.
Yeah, I followed that up with Dortmund-Leipzig at over 0.5 goals in the first half. This just keeps coming in. Like, it's 1-3 again. There was two goals in the first half. Didn't go the two goals the way I thought. I mean, Dortmund took a battering in this game. 4-1 they lost at home. But that does not matter. Once the first goal came in, interest in the game drastically dropped off. And I rolled on to Dave for the final leg of the banker.
Yeah, so I had Sheffield Wednesday to beat Wimbledon at 4-11, which they did just about. I think it was a bit not as comfortable as I was expecting, but I think Wimbledon had that nice new manager bounce, as we like to call it. They managed to get the win with a 92nd minute winner to see us in for a banker treble.
That's brilliant, because I think my banker winner was 93rd minute. So we were cutting it fine, but we got there. And a return to the banker treble. Always good to get the banker treble in, and we are doing very well at hitting them on a very regular basis. On to the value picks. I was also in Japan. I took last year's stalwarts, Kawasaki Frontale at home to Cerezo Osaka. The home win at just under even money. Kawasaki got absolutely scudded. Cerezo Osaka won this game 4-1.
It was 3-0 in the first half. And I was like, and I knew, because the way this happened, our baseball awards night was on the Friday night, I believe. Mm. And this was Saturday morning. And I was like, Andy's not going to see this till like midday. And it's going to wake up very unhappy.
At midday, I was in a pizzeria just off Leith Walk in Edinburgh for Dundee United Hibs.
So you got this this news slightly earlier then.
I saw the news early. So I knew that Kawasaki weren't going to be the force they were last year. I mean, I even said that in the preview shows for the league, but I still expect them to win at home to Cerezo Osaka. But it does show you, I think, the challenge that they'll get this year from the Yokohama F Marinos and the Kashima Antlers will be really substantial. And especially if they drop points at home in such a comprehensive manner, this league's going to be tight this year. My value pick did not come in this week, but you know, there's good news later.
Yeah, my value pick also didn't come in, but lost in a much worse fashion. I'd much rather have had losing four, been 3-0 down at half time, because then there's no hope. This was Bastia Borgo versus Stade Brieschan. 0-0 at half time, start of the second half, Bastia Borgo got a man sent off, then Stade Brieschan scored. And you're like, great. This is the ideal situation. You're 1-0 up and you're playing against 10 men, and they conspired to lose the game 2-1. They could have lost it 3-1 right at the end as well. They had a goal chopped off. It was so bad.
This was Friday night, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember it was the Glasgow Baseball Association Awards night, and I'd been in the boozer with the guys hanging it pretty hard, and I just remember being very flippant in the chat about this game, so apologies for that.
It's like fucking bastard. I'm so annoyed. But I mean, with you can't lose to 10 men after being 1-0 up. Like, I feel like that's the kind of bet they should, like, one of the other parameters they should pay out on. Like, down that's to 10 and up by one.
That was the opposite of my banker.
Yeah,
so I'm glad. Went down to 10 men and came back from 1-0 down to win 2-1. So maybe we just evened out the universe there. There was a bit of karma for the show.
We were. We got that first, so that's fine. So yeah, no value for me, and that led on to Dave with show sweethearts, Chicago Fire.
Yeah, it's all round us off with a value treble loss. But at least mine was a draw.
Yeah.
And probably the most boring 0-0 draw you've ever had. I think, Andy, you messaged us about 85 minutes into the game and was like, there's not been a single shot on target in this game. Yeah, so it's a standard 0-0 draw. But, you know, this Chicago Fire still only conceded one goal this season, which in terms of MLS football is pretty good. I watched the highlights on YouTube, and they have to fill a 7-minute highlight package to be able to put the highlights out. And the first... The first 2 minutes of highlights was a throw-in, a pass that went out of play, and a shot off target. And that was like the first 2 minutes of highlights, because they just couldn't put anything in to fill it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, still, it's not a bad bet, though, because the whole reasoning behind it was that Chicago Fire are at home and could grab a goal and win. Yeah. That was the whole thing. So you got how the game was going to go pretty much spot on.
Is there going to be evens at home? I'd back them every time.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think that's still a good pick, and you're definitely on the right side of it. On to the outsiders then. So all the bankers in, all the values failed. On to the outsiders. Mine was nice and early, one of the earliest picks for a weekend show. Friday at 11 a.m. in the Japanese J-League for Avispa Fukuoka against Saga Antosu. Two teams that don't score and two teams that don't concede. This game ended 0-0. Outsider in. Like, it just went perfectly. There was a bit of a scare in the second half where there was a goal. I had the game on, so I could see what was going on. And the Fukuoka had the ball in the net, but it was offside. It was clearly offside.
Was that in the 90th minute? Was this the because there was an incident in the 90th minute where one of the Fukuoka players caught the ball, dropped it in the net. And then was outraged at the referee for being like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, I controlled that. And then the camera turned around, the referee was just like,
No. It was earlier. It was around the 70-minute mark. That incident, the ball didn't end up in the net. The keeper actually ended up saving that. But yeah, a cross came in and the attacking player basically basket caught it.
Dropped it.
And then dropped it at his feet and took a shot. It's like, yeah, you can't do that. So yeah. That was a very boring 0-0 game. But, you know, being on the draw at 2-1, I was delighted. So another outsider in.
Great result for Andy. I couldn't follow up in the outsider camp. I'd taken Sassuolo to get a result away at Lazio. This ended 2-1 to Lazio. And 2-1, the scoreline itself flattered it. They scored 90+4 to make it 2-1. It wasn't as if they were fine. But they did have more shots on target, more possession. Like, they play Lazio at pretty similar tempo. They only managed to score right at the end. I'm not happy that I didn't get my outsider in, but it wasn't a complete blowout or anything. You know, Sassuolo did have plenty of the ball, which led us on to Dave.
Yeah, so I went for Leeds at the absolute shitebag odds of 13-10 for an outsider.
They were.
I just really struggled last week with an outsider. But they went 1-0 up for Jack Harrison, but couldn't see. Ward-Prowse scored a great free kick. The second half, as he does quite often for Southampton, but not really much went on after that. I think Gellar had a chance in the last few minutes for Leeds, but it was a pretty standard 1-1 draw.
One out of three outsiders. Not too bad. Room for improvement, though, in the coming week. On to the charity bet, where we put £10 of our own money on a treble and the winnings go to charity. We decided to do a bumper charity bet last week and stake £20 and have two charities. So this was the pressure was on to do well in the charity picks. And I'd taken Airdrieonians away at East Fife at even money, a huge price at even money. And they comfortably won the game 2-0. So delighted with that. It's a pick that Ennis Lang also posted in our Facebook group. I think anyone that saw the odds and knows that league knows that Airdrie shouldn't be even money away at East Fife.
Not with the performances they've been putting in, but a great result, that one.
Yeah.
That went on to, I mean, Dave, do you want to go yours next? Since do you want to do chronological order for charity?
I think I ended up kicking off at the same time. Mine was meant to be Saturday night.
Apologies. On you go, Dave. Yeah. You started, so I'll let you finish.
It was meant to be Saturday night, which was Saint-Étienne against Marseille, and it was called off due to snow. And it got moved to 2 o'clock on the Sunday. But luckily, Marseille ran out 4-2 winners. They were 1-0 down, and they did go 2-0 down but their second goal was Vard off, and they managed to get a penalty right at the stoppage end of the first half, and then they just took control of the game. Then in the second half, ended up going 4-1 up, and it was a late goal from Saint-Étienne to get it back to 4-2. Comfortable in the end. It wasn't when it was 1-0 and I was screaming at him for being 1-0 down. But
yeah, they did get an early payout. So that is a good charity in there, which led me, what was going to be the last game, it turned out to kick off exactly the same time as Dave's, West Ham Everton. I took West Ham at the ridiculous odds of around even money. I think they went off at 4-5. Everton are so shit. They are hopefully going to get relegated this season, to be honest. But
I can't see where they've got a horrible run in. I can't see where many points are coming from.
Well, they're drawing one each with Burnley and they were one down.
Right. Two. But even then, they need to win those games because the rest of their run in is really hard. And the way they're playing, they're not going to accumulate many points.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so, but anyway, West Ham won this game 2-1. It was one each for about 2 minutes. West Ham went up 1-0 in the first half, then it was back to one each, and West Ham then just decided to... It was one of those ones where they never really get into, fifth gear. They just scored when they needed to and coasted out the rest of the game. So charity bet came in and went to two worthwhile causes, Andy.
Yeah, the charity win meant £20 turned into £151.20. So £75.60 to the Aston Villa Foundation in memory of Brian Greenfield. And the same again to the Prince and Princess of Wales Hospice in memory of Christine Sparks. So an excellent week for the charity bet. Let's do it again this week. Banker treble in, charity treble in. We hit an outsider. Overall, I'd say that was a good performance, lads. So well done. Now, those of us listening on the normal podcast channels, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, or Spotify or whatnot, you're about to hit the ad break. But for those that have signed up to the Trample Bet Club on Patreon, you shall get the middle section in our video podcast. And you really should sign up to the Trample Bet Club in order to be able to watch the video podcast and see Dave wearing a beautiful Dundee United away shirt. The purple tangerine and black effort from last year. What a treat that was when I signed into the call today. I did not know that you would own such a thing of beauty. So,
love a football shirt.
It's wonderful. So www.patreon.com/tramplebet or just download the Patreon app on your phone and search Trample Bet. It's around £6 a month to be a member of the Trample Bet Club. You get the video podcast. You get it as an early release. You get all the picks written down every week in a nice handy cheat sheet format, so you don't have to try and remember what was said. And you also get loads of extra content shows as well. So Gordon and I this week have already released our US Masters show for the golf this weekend. So that starts on Thursday at Augusta National. And also our MLB 2022 season preview. So Major League Baseball begins again on Thursday. And 106
again on Thursday.
162 game regular season. So we've done a show for that as well. So there's plenty of stuff over on Patreon. And the final thing that you get is, while everyone else hears an advert, we have an extended middle section of the show, longer than the advert, obviously. We have a wonderful editor, Gary Black, that chops the show up and spices and dices it. So we have an unlimited length conversation in the middle about picks that we like for the weekend that maybe didn't make the show, or things we like in other sports. So, patrons, you're about to hear that. Everyone else, we'll see you after the break.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, April 9th, 2022. We've been on a good run recently, and we're hoping that that continues. As usual, first up, the banker bets. I'm staying very close to home. I'm in the English Premier League Saturday at 3 p.m. for Southampton versus Chelsea. Southampton are in a bad run of form just now. They're 12th in the league with 36 points from 30 matches, but they've only managed 4 points from their last five games. Chelsea are third in the league, 59 points from 29 matches, but they're also third in the five-game form table with 12 points from the last five games. They've won their last seven away games in a row, and I just can't see them getting beat here. So I'm going to take them on the double chance. So that's Chelsea to win or draw at very bankery odds of 1-4. Quite big. I don't know what you guys think about that, Dave. What would you?
That's
all right.
To be honest, I think they'll play better without fans, because obviously they can't have fans at away games, can they? But I think it's out of their minds off it. They don't got any fans going on, but I don't know if they're going to walk to Southampton after that because they can't afford the travel.
Well, and that, you know, even I just can't see them not. I can't see them losing. I think a freak result would be a draw, and you know, the 1-4 covers the draw. So yeah, I couldn't find anything I really liked in the way of a banker win, but this banker double chance I think is okay.
Okay, I mean they're 2-0 down to Real Madrid just now at halftime.
That's different,
but that doesn't affect this really. But yeah, so I mean, I like the pick in there. For my banker, I will spend almost no time in this. Stuttgart versus Dortmund. I'm taking over 0.5 goals in the first half. These are the last five results between Stuttgart and Dortmund. 2-3, 4-0, 2-1, 3-0, 1-3. It happens all the time. Stuttgart can't defend. They've won games 3-2. They've lost games 3-2. In fact, four of their last five games have ended 3-2. Dortmund should score in the first half. And if they don't, Stuttgart certainly will. 1-3, Dave.
And that's a Friday evening game, just so that people know.
Yeah, I mean, that's to be expected when I'm picking things. Friday evening's my spiritual home. Yes.
It's when you're in Aldi, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's game slightly later, mate. Game slightly later. I'll be back. Okay, Dave, what you got for yours then?
So I'm visiting an old friend, and I'm in the English National League, Saturday at 3 p.m. And it's Wrexham against Eastleigh. I'm going to attack Wrexham here at 1-3. So Wrexham are up to second now, 71 points. Eastleigh in 18th on 40 points. Wrexham sits second in the form table. They played last night, beat Barnet 6-0. Barnet are like 16th, so they're only a couple of places above Eastleigh, like around the same sort of level. Wrexham won the FA Trophy last weekend, 2-0, which is the non-league FA Cup, basically. They've not lost in the league since the 5th of Feb. Won 10 games, drawing one. A couple of weeks ago, they were playing Dover. They were 5-2 down and ended up winning the game 6-5.
I saw tweets about that from their new owners.
Yeah. So they've got some fight in them. And also, Wrexham have not lost to Eastleigh since 2015. And they won the reserve fixture 2-0 this season. So I think they're on the march of going up, being promoted to the Football League. So
now, there's a proper banker. I like that a lot. 1-3, no messing. Sounds wonderful. You combine the three picks from the English Premier League, from France, and then from the non-league, you get 1.05 to 1. So slightly better than even money for the three as a treble. And I think that sounds pretty good. We've been hitting a lot of banker trebles, so hopefully that's another one in the bag. On to the value picks. I'm staying in the English Premier League Saturday, the early game, so 12:30 for Everton v Man United. And Gordon sort of hit the nail on the head with his recap of last week and saying that Everton are just really, really bad. They're on a horrendous slide. The future does not look bright for them. They're 7th in the league, just one place and 3 points above the relegation zone. Recently been demolished 4-0 by Crystal Palace and beaten 2-1 by West Ham in Gordon's charity slot last week. They've only taken 3 points from the last 5 matches. Now, Man United aren't brilliant. We know that they're struggling a bit, but this is the perfect game for them to get some momentum and to get some points on the board. Man U are the 5th best performing team away from home in the league, and they've won the last twice that they've come through to Goodison Road. So results of 3-1 and 2-0 to get a result again. So a Man United win is 3-4. It's a bet against Everton.
It's a bet against it. It's two teams that I consider.
I've not gone looking on Bet365 searching for Manchester United there. I've been searching for Everton.
Yeah, who's Everton playing this weekend?
Who's Everton playing, and are they going to lose again? Yes, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I like the pick in there. I'm staying with clubs in similar situations. This is a bit of a weird one. This is Mallorca versus Atletico Madrid. And I'm going to be taking Atletico Madrid away from home here at 9-10, so almost even money. Bit of inverse in the league, third versus third bottom. Mallorca have lost their last 7 games on the spin. They've lost against good opposition. They've lost against bad opposition. They've lost against everyone they've played in the last 7. Atletico Madrid, they're away form. They've won 4 out of the last 5, with the only loss coming at Man City last night. Against Barcelona was the last kind of league loss they had, and Barcelona have really turned their thing around. Atletico Madrid tend to grind out results. They didn't waste any time last night by trying to shoot. They had no interest in scoring last night, but I think this weekend they'll make amends for that. I mean, they're in the title race in Spain's a bit odd at the moment. Real Madrid are way ahead, 69 points, but then there's 3 teams on 57 points. So that's Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, and Sevilla. And they're all in the Champions League spots. Betis can still catch them. Real Sociedad can still catch them. They need to be winning games. And I think that it's the perfect place for them to go. You know, they're a much better team than Mallorca. And I think even money for them, it's even money because they played midweek. That's it. That's the only reason why you're getting this price on it. So I'll be taking Atletico Madrid away at Mallorca. Dave, what you got?
Right, there is a reason why I'm wearing this shirt, and that's my value pick. It's the Dundee Derby in the Scottish Premiership at 3 o'clock, and I will be taking Andy's beloved Dundee United at 11-10, which I think is really good odds. So Dundee sitting 4th at the minute, 40 points. Dundee bottom of the league with 24 points. Dundee bang in the middle of the form tables in 6th. 6 points from the last 5, whereas Dundee sitting 11th, only taking 3 points from 5. Dundee also bottom of the away form table, only taking 9 points from 15. Dundee United are Unbeaten in the last five games versus Dundee. Two draws and three wins. So I think Dundee, you know, I've actually got... if you fancy Dundee United and under 2.5 goals, you can get 3-1 for that. Because I can't see, I can't imagine that there's going to be a lot of goals.
Now you say that, but we've beaten them 6-1 a couple of times in recent years, just out of fucking nowhere. Right. Like, literally out of nowhere. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. We've managed to do it twice.
Was that before you had a hairdresser playing up front, though?
Yes. Yes, it was. But we've got Tony Watt. Goals can come from the midfield, but you're right. Our strike force isn't formidable. Our two main strikers, Mark McNulty and Nicky Clark, do not score goals, which is not really what you want from strikers. But we should have more than enough to beat Dundee.
Yeah.
I like the pick. I just wouldn't make it myself because it's my team.
Well, you know? Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I love it.
It's a good pick in there. It's a good pick.
So the value treble then combines the odds of 6.01 to 1. 6 to 1. Like it. On to our outsider picks then, where we try and find something for those of you that like the large odds. And my outsider's Sunday at 7 a.m. in the Japanese J-League. And I'm really surprised that this is even an outsider pick. It's the Kashima Antlers versus the Yokohama F Marinos. And the home team, top of the league, Kashima Antlers, are 17-10 to win this game. They should be favourites. Like, there's absolutely no question that they should be favourites to win this game, and they're not. They've got 18 points from 7 games, so that's 6 wins out of 7. Their only defeat being away at Kawasaki Frontale. Everything else, they've won. Yokohama have 15 points, so they're 3 points back, but they've played 9 matches, so 2 games more. Amazingly, of the 15 points that Yokohama have, only one of them has come away from home. So they're not travelling very well this campaign. They're going to a top-of-the-league team that have won all their matches by one. Also, the last 5 times the sides have played each other, Kashima have won them all. So the Antlers have won this fixture the last 5 times it's happened by a combined scoreline of 18-8. I'm not saying Kashima are definitely going to win this game, right? They're two good sides. But there's no way that Kashima should be 17-10 at home. It's mad. It's a bad... The bookies have done a bad job at pricing this up. They've done a bad price. 17-10, the value is with the punter here. So I really like the Kashima Antlers for a home win at those odds.
See those Antler boys get a win. Alan, more traditional areas for us, or for me personally. Same area as last week's outsider that didn't win. But this week, I'm going to turn it around. This is Inter versus Verona, and I'm going to be taking the X2 line here. So for basically Verona to get something out of this game. Inter, in their last few games, in their last few home games, have struggled. They drew one each with Fiorentina. They gave Salernitana a 5-0 doing. That's fine. They're bottom of the league. They're not very good at football. They lost to Sassuolo. They obviously lost to Liverpool in there. They lost to AC Milan. Before that, they drew with Empoli. They drew with Juve in the cup. So, you know, their home form, they're the best home team in the league, but that's coming from the fact that they started the season by winning almost every game they played. Verona's away form is pretty decent, certainly for this bit. The last 5 games away from home have been 1 win, 3 draws, and a 2-0 loss to Juventus in there. But even their games where they've been losing, so they lost to Napoli when they played. Napoli came to Verona and they lost 2-1. It's very narrow defeats. And, you know, they're a team who defend really well. They're nowhere near out of the challenge for getting into the European spots. They've got 45 points, and Lazio's sitting 6th with 52. So there's 7 points between them and getting in there. They've still got a reasonable chance of, you know, getting around and doing some damage to that area anyway. Verona, I think, can get something out of this game. And at 2-1, I think that's a slight overprice for that. The only other thing I want to reference in this game is that I am certain that Joey's secretly writing for Flash Score. Because have you ever seen the things that Flash score right for previous games. Now, for the Verona-Napoli game, which is one of the ones I referenced, the headline for it, so this was Verona versus Napoli. They lost 2-1, which was, hallelujah, it's raining Osimhen goals. Because Victor Osimhen plays with Napoli, right? And I was like, I'm sure fucking Joey said that in our chat. that he's out there. That was that. But I mean, I think Verona have got the ability to get something out of this game. And I think hopefully they will. So that's 2-1 for the double chance. Dave, what have you got for outsiders this week?
Right. So after my short bag outsider last week, we're getting a bit better this week. So we've got West Brom against Stoke in the English Championship at 3 p.m. And I'm going to take Stoke and under 2.5 goals at 7-1. So I'll start this off. Yeah, I'll start this off by saying Stoke's away form is terrible.
Right. Good opening gambit.
Yeah, they haven't been great lately away from home at all. But West Brom are in 12th on 54 points. Stoke have gone down to 15th after losing to Reading last night on 52 points. They're 2 points between them. Before last night, over the last five games, they've got an identical an identical form. So they've got 8 points. They've both scored 7 and they've both conceded 5. Stoke had won the last two games. They beat Sheffield United 1-0 and they beat Millwall 2-0. Also, Stoke have won the last two meetings of against West Brom and they've both been 1-0. So, who's backing Albion 9-10 in this game? Yeah. I know they're playing tonight. I'm not sure what the score is tonight. They've got Bournemouth at home tonight, now, but you know, I think this is going to be like one of the worst football games.
They're 2-0 up against Bournemouth.
Oh, there you go, brilliant.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right? This pick was done before then, but yeah, they were 2-0 up within 10 minutes.
I just think it's gonna be one of the worst games of football you're ever likely to see. And I just think when you can get Stoke and unders at 7-1, it's ridiculous when Albion are 9-10.
Yeah. Yeah, because if Stoke are going to win, it's going to be under, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling me this is the same likelihood as Snow Leopard S winning the National. I'm in. I'm in exactly. For this. That's it. It's the same odds. I can't see anything wrong with that pick, really. I mean, no. Coming in with a 7-1, you're trying to average a 3-1 between your 2 weeks when you're on.
It certainly boosts the cumulative outsider odds. So the outsider travels 63.8-1, which is enormous.
Result.
I'll be backing that as a Trixie so that if two of the three come in, then we get some returns. But huge pick, Dave.
I mean, Stoke are 3-1 on their own just to win the game. So,
you know what's going to happen? Like,
Stoke.
Yeah, that was it. So, I'll probably take Stoke in the mega, but certainly for the outsider. I mean, if you fancy that we win, then that's fine. I like it. Coming to a 7-1 pick, great.
On to the final bit of business for this week, and that is the charity treble, £10 of our own money, and the winnings, should there be any, the returns, actually, because we include the stake. We're nice guys. Any returns at all go to charity, and hopefully we can get another one in after massive success last week. So my charity pick for this week is in Japan again. Is Hiroshima versus Avispa Fukuoka. And I'm going to take under 2.5 total goals at odds of 7-11. Fukuoka do not score and they do not concede. Like they basically do neither of those things. They have 7 points from 7 matches so far this season. They've only scored 4 goals and they've only conceded 5 across those 7 games. They make games tight, they shut up shop, and they try to... Basically, their game plan is, if it's drawing near the end, we can push on and get a win. If we're only 1-0 down when it comes to the last 10 minutes, we can try and rescue a point. So they keep the goal line really low. Hiroshima have 9 points from seven games. They've only scored six goals. They've only conceded six goals. So this is a great spot to be on the unders market. And I'm going to take that 7-11.
Nice one. I'll move us to Germany for my pick. My charity pick is Leverkusen away at VfL Bochum. This, again, will probably be the last pick of the weekend. It's a Sunday game. Leverkusen are doing a lot better than they were certainly at the start of the season. They started the season awfully. They're in third place now, just ahead of RB Leipzig, behind Dortmund by 6 points, and behind Bayern are 66 points. They're winning that league. VfL Bochum are not really playing for anything anymore. They're 10 points ahead of the relegation zone, and they're 10 points away from being in the kind of promotion chance places. It's just not promotion chance, the European slots. I really like Leverkusen here. Their last two games, they have beat Wolfsburg and Hertha. They lost to Atalanta when they played recently, but they beat teams of similar caliber in Bielefeld. They drew with Bayern as well recently. Bochum have beaten Hoffenheim, but they lost to Borussia Mönchengladbach, who, for all intents and purposes, play almost exactly the same as this. So, yeah, I like Leverkusen here, away from home, at 4-5. What are you chuckling at, Andy?
Your pronunciation of Borussia Mönchengladbach, as if like you'd taken out every third letter.
What is it? Too many vowels in there. Shrink it. But yeah, so Dave, who do you have for the final pick of the week?
So I'm going to try something I went with last week, and I'm going abroad again. So I'm in La Liga 2 on a Sunday night, Sunday mid-afternoon at 5:15. And it's Ibiza against Eibar, and I like Eibar at 3-2. So Eibar, top of the league on 67 points. Ibiza sitting 13th on 44 points. Eibar's form not been amazing lately. They're sitting 10th at the moment in the form table. Took 8 points from the last five, but Ibiza's a 22nd in the form table. They've only took 3 points from the last five. And Eibar are also third in the away form table. They've took 27 points from 17. Ibiza, 18th in the home table, only 23 points from 17. So also, Ibiza not winning the last five games, three draws and two losses. And Eibar have only lost once in the last 13 games, winning eight, drawing four. There's only been one meeting between these two sides, and that was earlier in the season, which Eibar won 3-1. So I think they're looking to go back, obviously, back up to La Liga and La Liga 2, so
I mean,
that'll be fine.
Ibar have, you've omitted one thing, which is Ibar have got Fernando Llorente as well, who I'm just surprised is still playing football, to be honest. he was loaned back from Udinese over to there, but yeah, he's been scoring them of recent as well, and yeah, I think it's a good pick in there, Dave, and I hope it rounds off our charity triple very well.
Yeah, I think Ibiza is the team that every neutral wants to get into Europe so you can draw them in a European game.
Yeah, European game. When is it? July. It's the first round. I'm going to go for 2 weeks, really soak up the culture. But yeah, so Andy, what did they come out at?
So 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, Hiroshima versus Avispa Fukuoka, under 2.5 goals. Bayer Leverkusen to win, Ibar to win. £10 on that will return £74.25, which would be a nice addition to charity.
I believe it's me this week.
It is indeed.
It is, through no fault of my own. I provide a winning pick.
After a victorious week, that's what happens.
Shuffles across.
So hopefully, Gordon, you will have some money to donate to charity at the end of the weekend. That was the show. Do join us on our social media channels. We have a lovely website. We have an excellent Facebook group. So search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook. Come and be a member of the community, and you'll see our listeners talking back and forth about the picks that they've got for this weekend across a myriad of different sports. And you'll see us there joining in that conversation. Also, Patreon to mention again, www.patreon.com/tramplebet. Sign up to be a member of the Trample Bet Club. It really helps us out, guys. And we really appreciate everyone that signed up to the Patreon. And you get a whole host back. So this podcast is video format, early release of it, the middle section, the cheat sheets, so all the picks written down, and all the extra content shows as well. Gordo, Dave, thank you so much. It's been another good week. Hopefully we are recapping a wonderful week this time next week.
Look forward to it.
Have a lovely weekend, guys. Thanks for listening. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.